Someone once said, money is like manure. If you spread it around, it does a lot of good. But if you pile it up in one place, it stinks like hell. Enron piled it up and spread it around, and its predatory behavior has produced a political stink that won't easily go away. A few years ago, some of my students at Southern Oregon University told me the private sector could be entrusted, far more than the government, to run the country. They were very sincere and very certain. They had grown up under that old canard, government is the problem, not the solution. If only those students were back in class now, I'd fly in former Enron workers to describe how it feels when your own employer steals your life savings. In the late 19th century, a prominent robber baron uttered some famous words, "The public be damned." Enron and its auditors at Arthur Andersen could hardly have said it better. But the corporate predators of the last century tripped up over their own arrogance. An alarmed Congress responded by passing the Sherman and Clayton Acts, two pieces of antitrust legislation that are still on the books today. But over the last 20 years, lax enforcement and lazy fair politics created 800-pound corporate gorillas that stepped over, around, under, and through the public interest. Few voices were raised against the trend for two reasons. First, corporate giants had spent lavishly for decades on presidential and congressional candidates. Enron and Arthur Andersen alone dished out nearly $8 million in the last 10 years. For political leaders who took the dough, this had the effect of a spinal replacement. Secondly, more than half of all Americans had come to invest in Wall Street and identify more closely with high-stepping companies than with fellow wage earners. These weren't people eager for stronger regulation of corporations. But that rising thunder in the distance may yet bring a storm that transforms politics. Shaken voters may suddenly remember that government is their protection against predators like Enron. That the private sector can be the problem, not the solution. That corporations are not inherently good any more than government is inherently evil. Such a reawakening may doom the modern robber baron era. If so, George Bush and his Enron conservatives, as well as liberals addicted to campaign cash, may suddenly find themselves on the wrong side of history. I'm Les Acoin.